Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this July 31st, 2016 edition of Team Liberty Radio. I am your host, Shane LaCroix, and we'll be looking at our main subject today of was the political system, was the system rigged for Hillary Clinton? We will be looking at reports that the DNC rigged the 2016 primaries in favor of Hillary Clinton to ensure her the win. And also, and if they would do that, what would stop them from rigging the general presidential election in November? Also, we're going to look back at the RNC and the DNC during this week. I hope everybody had a good week off last week, as I didn't plan to take last Sunday off, but we had a homecoming at our church, and I got to see a lot of people I hadn't seen in a while, do a lot of catching up. Always a good thing to do when you get to see friends and surprise, see some of your family members there that haven't been able to be there in a while. It is always good. But let's go ahead and jump into our main topic, because this subject of this show with the system rigged for Hillary Clinton could run into overtime, or overdrive, as I call it. The call-in number, because I'd love to get your comments, questions, retorts, any discussion you'd like to have on our subject, the call-in number is area code 845-277-9109. Also, if you're listening via the web, you can comment on our chat board. I will answer your questions, comments, retorts if you do post them there. So, folks, I'd love to hear from you, so give us a call at area code 845-277-9109 or on the chat board, and we'll get your question up on the air. So let's go back to some of these RNC, what highlights of the RNC. Of course, everybody knows, as Trump did, accept the nomination on the Republican side, which is no surprise right there. But one thing that did stand out the most from that whole RNC was that the arrogance, the false bravado of Ted Cruz coming out there and not holding up his pledge that he had made when all Republicans had signed when they was running for president that they would support the party's nomination for president of the United States. He went against that and we said, vote your own conscience. No, we're showing what he really was a globalist pawn, and that he is in bed with Hillary Clinton. And I put out an article last Sunday, even though we didn't have a show, on what my topic was going to be. And it's caused a lot of controversy and a few arguments, which you know me, folks. I don't really care if I do cause a little bit of controversy and that. But the article that I did put out was called Truth Bomb. Giuliani drops bomb on Ted Cruz. And what it goes back to is on July 16th, Ted Cruz said he was going to deliver a speech at the RNC that would rival one that was given by Ronald Reagan. And by reports, Cruz was thinking that his speech would make delegates wish they had nominated him instead of Donald Trump. Well, after his speech he made, I was watching on Tuesday night. This is the first time I have watched in any length any of the RNCs or DNCs, which I watch more of the RNC than I did DNC, because anytime Hillary speaks, the anger boils up inside me on her two-facedness, her global agenda, which I know the Republican side has got the global agenda too, because it's all the two-party paradigms, different names but same puppet masters pulling the strings on the puppets. But the very opposite happened for Ted Cruz. What his speech done was ignite the crowd into a frenzy, but not what he was thinking for him, but for Donald Trump. You could hear, while he was watching it, the crowd booing him, hissing, and chants, "We want Trump, we want Trump, endorse Trump, endorse Trump." But he refused to do that, and there was some, including the head of the Texas delegation there, and they showed this on TV. If anybody wants to pull it up, you can go on YouTube, pull it up, or just type in Texas delegation upset with Cruz's non-endorsement of Trump. And then also the New York head of delegation that he really, really went off on Cruz in saying that Cruz was a disgrace. And there's also reports coming out of the GOP in Texas. The head of the GOP, and I'm beyond folks, I should have wrote the guy's name down, but he said that Cruz's days as a senator in Texas may be over. And this next election for senator, he may be out, and Rick Perry may replace him. Well, I'm not that big on Perry, but that's Texas politics. Let them know I'm in North Carolina. But Ted Cruz may have shot himself in the foot while he thinks he was positioning himself for a run in 2020 for president. He may have just ended his own political career right there. That article can be checked out on my website at teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. So check it out. But also going back to the GNC, I mean the RNC, GNC, I can't believe I got tongue-tied there. I've seen highlights of previous acceptance speeches on the RNC side and DNC side on both sides. And folks, Trump's speech is now the record longest acceptance speech in RNC history. And if you listen to it, Trump made some very good points. And I've always said before, I don't fully trust politicians 100%. But I do believe Trump, but like I said, I don't believe him 100%. I'm like Missouri, the show me state. Show me what you're going to do for our country. Save our Constitution. Save our republic. Trump does have a handle on what is going on, and he thought he's had to get tough beforehand, but now running for the presidency against Hillary, he's going to have to dig deep to, lack of better terms, put Hillary in her place and show the corruptness that she is. the global elitist that she is to show her true colors, with just ones that don't have the rose-colored glasses off and can see what is going on, does know what she is. And speaking of the DNC, that is a whole mess watching from the beginning to the end. I didn't sit and watch nearly as much of it as I did the RNC, because every time I hear Hillary speak, I want to think of the Benghazi situation, the email scandal. Speaking of email scandals, I'll cover that in our story, but WikiLeaks, I love what WikiLeaks did during the DNC. I loved it. But the DNC was nothing but a mess up there with all the riots and everything that was going on. It just shows you how out of touch with reality that the Democratic Party is. It did. If you listen to Hillary's speech, she was talking about Trump's speech being delusional and dreadful. I'm sorry, Hillary, he's just telling the truth of the way it is here in the real world, not the fake paradigm world of global elites that you live in, being controlled by the Saudis and the Chinese. I'm sorry if you can't handle the truth. As from the movie An Officer and Gentleman, when Tom Cruise is questioning Jack Nicholson, and Ted Cruz goes, "I want the truth." And Jack Nicholson, one of his great acting, says, "You can't handle the truth." Well, Hillary, you can't handle the truth. That the Republic is waking up to your crimes of what is going on. But, folks, we're going to take a quick break before we get into our main subject of, was the system rigged for Hillary Clinton? Again, I'd love to have you call in with your questions, comments, retorts, and note. I know that the majority of everybody knows this. I'm just going ahead, disclaimer. You can only call in during the live show or comment on the message board during the live show. The call-in number is area code 845-277-9109. Or, like I said, you can hit us up on the message board if you're listening via the web. But we'll talk more after this brief break. Welcome back, folks. And again, our main subject for this show is, was the system rigged for Hillary Clinton? I call the number to area code 845-277-9109, or you can hit us up on the chat board if you're listening via the web. Again, that call the number to area code 845-277-9109. The article for this show is already up, and it is called DNC Rigged System for Hillary. Check that out on our website at teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. But to go into our main subject, what's the system rigged for Hillary? You can put right behind that in capital letters, bold, italicized letters, YES. Yes, yes, yes. And what made this even more apparent was that right before the DNC, WikiLeaks, on the July the 22nd, released 20,000 DNC emails dated from January 2015 to May 2016. In the emails, the DNC staff discussed how to deal with the popularity of Bernie Sanders as a challenge to Hillary Clinton's claimed DNC's candidate. But instead of treating Bernie as a viable candidate for the Democratic ticket, the DNC worked against him and his campaign to ensure Clinton receives the nomination. Apparently, they've never heard say competition is a good thing. They want to listen to the quote by David Rockefeller, or one of the Rockefellers, that said competition is a sin. No, competition is a good thing. It will bring out the best or worst in a person. It will show true character. But apparently with the DNC, they do not want any competition for Hillary Clinton. And that is apparently so with all the rigging of the delegates and everything that had gone on at the DNC. And it is just unbelievable what had happened and what was released in these emails. But to give you a little example, this is not the first time that things have been rigged before to the DNC rigging elections before. Back in 70s, Richard Nixon was worried about a Southern populist, George Wallace, the governor of Alabama. Wallace's third-party law and order campaign in 1960 was usually thinly veiled racist appeals had claimed several Southern states, and Nixon's concerns that a repeat of that campaign in 1972 might win enough Republican-leaning states to cost him the election. The solution, Nixon believed, was to get Wallace to run as a Democrat rather than an independent. So that just shows you that rigging is done. And what really made him Wallace would not have done that, but what made him do is, but Nixon had an ace in the hole. He directed the IRS to investigate Wallace and his brother Gerald, who said he profited off his political influence. And then lo and behold, Nixon met with the governor, Wallace, in 1971. And 7 months later, the Department of Justice, DOJ, dropped its investigation of the Wallaces. Right after that meeting, Wallace announced he would run as a Democrat and not a third party. That just shows you how rigged the system is. And then you go back and look at what happened on this. The emails that was released by WikiLeaks and by a hacker known as Lucifer 2.0, just take off Lucifer and put G-U-C, and you get this hacker's name. So, shows you how corrupt Hillary's DNC campaign was. But going to more so on what these emails said, most of the emails released came from seven of the most prominent DNC staff members: Senior Advisor Andrew Wright, National Finance Director Jordan Kaplan, Financial Chief of Staff Scott Comer, Northern California Finance Director Robert Stowe, Financial Director of Data and Strategic Incentives Daniel Parrish, Financial Director Alan Zachary. In one email from the DNC, from the Deputy Communications Director of the DNC, Eric Walker, sent to several DNC staffers, it cited two articles showing that Bernie Sanders leading in Rhode Island, and with the limited number of polling locations in state, if she, which she's talking about Hillary Clinton right here, outperforms this polling, the Bernie camp will go nuts and allege misconduct. They probably will complain regardless, actually. So, you see, they've been doing this the whole time, but any further, let's go on down further. But instead of doing the right thing and bringing Sanders in the fold, with respect and dignity, DNC showed their hatred and disdain for him and thousands of the potential voters he would have brought into the Democratic Party. In another chain of emails, it reveals that MSNBC's Chuck Todd and DNC staffers discussing how to discredit Chuck Todd's own co-worker, MSNBC's Micah Brzezinski, when Micah called for Debbie Wasserman Schultz to resign. The email release provides further evidence that the DNC broke its own charter violation by favoring Hillary Clinton as the Democratic presidential nominee long before any votes were cast. Other emails that was released showed that the DNC staff is in damage control over allegations from the Sanders campaign when a report from Politico revealed that the DNC's joint fundraising committee with the Hillary Clinton campaign was laundering money to her own campaign instead of fundraising for down-ticket Democrats. Regardless of the fundraising tactics, because both major campaigns didn't agree to use the joint fundraising committee super PAC, and along with the DNC should have recused itself from participating with just the Hillary Clinton campaign. So, folks, that just shows you that how this has been planned for a long time. But talking about the hacker Guccifer 2.0, several weeks before the DNC, Guccifer released several internal memos showing DNC staffers strategizing to make Hillary the presidential nominee as early as March 2015. June of 2016, Florida-based law firm Beck & Lee has filed a class action lawsuit against Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the DNC based on the revelations from these leaked files. The WikiLeaks and Guccifer 2.0 leaks are the perfect end to a Democratic primary that completely undermines democracy at every possible level they could, while maintaining their innocence and plausible deniability. So, folks, why should we think that she's going to stop now with just the primaries? Does anybody think that she's going to not have the 2016 general election a little over three months away? She's not going to have to try to rig them for her own benefit to become the 45th president of the United States? The only way to prevent that is get the truth out of what is going on. Also, to get out the truth about Hillary, her arrogance, her cockiness, to her disdain for the American folks, So it's just going to be messed up. The only way that they will not be able to steal the nomination from Trump is with a landslide victory by Trump. That's the only way they cannot rig it to take it from Trump. Because if you look at the real polls that are showing right now, Trump has anywhere from a 7 to 10 point lead. And I'm not talking about these polls they show on MSNBC, CNN, which is the Clinton News Network, or Fox News, CNBC, MSNBC, Gallup polls, or all this. I'm talking about the real scientific polls that you can find. You just have to look for them, showing that the true numbers of what is actually going on, the true poll numbers. But folks, it is up to all of us to get the truth out about Hillary, lying, crooked Hillary. But we can't do it by ourselves. We have to get other people involved in the fight. Are you willing to do it? Are you? That's a question only you can answer. But Hillary is corrupt. We all know that she's corrupt. Are we going to stand by and let her get away with it and steal the 2016 presidential election? Or are we going to get the truth out? Not only get the truth out, but are we going to get out and vote come November? And like I said before, I don't fully trust Trump 100%. I trust Mike 90%. I don't trust Hillary at all, 0% for her. But folks, if we don't do our due diligence, we are going to go down further the primrose path, further into the new world order, the global chains of bondage, if we don't get the truth out, if we don't stand up and vote come November. The emails was released showing what had happened. You just have to take time to read them. My article is out on my website, kingliberty1776.wordpress.com, DNC rig system for Hillary. Get it out, read the article. Research. Don't believe what I say. Do your research for yourself. But we will be back next Sunday at our usual time at 6 p.m. But everybody, you know the truth, get it out. We will see you next week.